All right.
Somebody said Vito needs to stop coming in wasted. I just come in tired sometimes.
I love that they say you're drunk all the time. Yeah, I'm like, he's not. I'm drinking on stream.
Yeah, I'm just waking up.
That was my school. Drinking on stream. You're drinking Mountain Dews or whatever.
Amp Energy. Amps, did you see Mountain Dews gonna be doing liquor now, though?
What?
They're doing like
Mountain Dew's doing liquor?
Yeah, they're gonna have like some Mountain Dew.
Oh, wow.
Liquor drink you can get.
The
pipeline, the soda to alcohol pipeline is real.
I'm afraid of how extreme it's gonna be.
It's gonna be all up in your face. I'll try.
I don't know if I'm ready for red alert with vodka or with malt liquor.
I don't know. It'll probably be that, yeah.
I feel like this is one of those times where I think I'm prepared, but I'm really not. Because we got a bonus episode coming up after this. You know?
Oh, yeah. We're going to slog it out. We're going to get it all.
Okay, let's just get it started then.
Let's do it, man. I'm all here, and I'm all excited. Biggest problem in the universe.
Welcome to the biggest problem in the universe. The only show that ranks every problem in the universe. From spending too much cash to sucking too much ash.
Ah.
I'm your host, Dick Masterson. With me, as always, is Vito Giswalsi.
Hi, Dick.
I like to hit it in with that Vito Giswalsi.
The timing is very important.
Yeah. We're going to get it one of these
days. We're going to get it down.
And then we're just going to record that.
And I don't care how many of you tell me that my intro is gay. We've
Do people say
to
that?
It. A couple guys. Some guys
no.
love it. Some guys are like, that's the gayest thing that's I've ever gayest. Heard. And I'm like, well,
that's the gayest. You haven't.
If that's the gayest thing you've ever heard, good luck, buddy. Congratulations.
I need like a boing-oing-oing sound effect. I need to start making these sound effects my own. Boing-oing-oing, you know?
I need more drops in my life.
I'm going to put all the slurs that I love to say and that I'd never say when I'm being recorded.
Yeah.
And that's the only rule I have on them. I'm going to map them to sounds.
Mm.
Like that episode of SpongeBob when he learns about sentence enhancers and swearing.
Yeah.
And they have the sound effect for the swear word he's saying. I 100% believe it.
Like, oh, you think they have
the
it ready F-word, to go?
No, they bleep him out.
But you think each one is a specific one?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Like F's, you know.
Yeah, you have a replacement.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my stars.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Last week, the National Dead. Big winner.
That can't
be surprising, right?
Well, it is a very large. I mean, in terms of
it's a big
economic
problem.
Problems, what would be larger than trillions upon trillions of dollars?
That's the weirdest part of the show is that not everybody votes for economic problems only.
Mm.
Yeah, no accounting for taste.
Sometimes the wokeness is a problem.
Number two, inventing black inventors.
That was a great problem, I'm going to say.
I came up with that name.
Yeah. I saw.
I didn't even clear it with you. I just put it on my cap.
I accept it. You know, that's probably why it didn't get number one, because people didn't get it. You gave it a bad name.
Okay. Now you're getting
I'm
it.
I'm playing the
now,
game. Now I know I how see. To play the game.
Now you're...
So really, you it was understand number one, that, but they gave it a clever works. Name, and it was bad.
Seatbelt alarms, yeah, and smoking is too cool, right around zero, so not a problem at all. People put their minds together. A
bunch of people pointed out that the idea of an anti-smoking ad, smoking is gay, was apparently an Onion sketch 8 years ago.
You knew that, though, right?
I didn't, actually.
Oh, I thought you just ripped it off on purpose.
No. I think that's an example of parallel thinking, because I thought it was so funny. I think they thought of it first, though.
They thought it's not parallel, because they thought of it before.
Or whatever you call it. I don't know if
you call it ripping off a
it's
joke.
It's ripping off if you weren't aware of it.
How could you not be aware of the onion? You're not aware
of the
onion.
It has a lot of stuff. I haven't seen every onion bit.
Are you going to start doing like local man and do fake interviews with people?
I should. My favorite onion bit. Did you ever see their autistic reporter?
No.
Oh, I loved it. Like a train hits a guy. And it's like, oh, you know, it's a tragedy whenever that happens. He's like, how much did the train weigh? How fast was the train going? What kind of train was it? Like, a man is dead. He's like, right.
That's the train going.
Can we ride the train right now?
Reporters are kind of autistic.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. Yeah.
You know, did I tell you about this homicide detective that came to my house?
No.
I'll tell you about it later.
All right.
Jake MX0 says, the biggest problem in the universe is Vito completely ripping off an Onion video.
Oh, there it is.
Where they had anti-smoking ads that said it was gay to smoke.
Honestly, I don't think I'd ever, if I've seen that video before.
Yeah.
I completely washed away.
See,
because I was tickled by that idea.
Kids today don't understand how many things we used to call gay.
Oh, we called everything gay. It was our go-to. So, that was the other thing is watching that Onion thing. I'm like, oh, you couldn't get away with that today, even though it's like a perfect joke.
Yeah.
Is there's a bunch of kids in the thing going, man, I was standing behind this guy buying cigarettes and he was like a total fag. And you're like, oh my God.
Man,
that's a quote.
Vito.
I can quote the Onion.
Did Papa John teach you nothing?
The Onion
you cannot quote
that
thing.
Video is still on YouTube. They haven't taken that video down.
Yeah, but they're not you. You run two bands right now, motherfucker. You're going to start throwing the F slur around?
I'm quoting.
I need those soundboards over here, those.
I'm going to get Joe Rogan. They're going to take all this.
No one's
going to
care with you.
Yeah, you're right.
You're going to say, yeah, fuck him.
I have lost two Twitter accounts so far. I'm working on number three.
You better watch it. You can't be fucking around. They're going to ban your IP, and then they ban your device.
Did you see what they banned my second account for?
Ban evasion?
No. It was that Stone Toss posted a comic with a with Michael Richards taking the stage at the Laugh
Factory. Yeah.
And I posted
that.
A response, and I said, 50 years ago, we'd have you upside down with a fork up your ass, which is a quote that Michael Richards said. They said I was threatening Stone Toss and that
Again,
it was violence.
You just got banned for quoting something, and now you're on here quoting F slurs.
You can't do anything these days.
You just can't do that.
What? I can't. That wasn't even racist or homophobic or anything. It was a quote from, well, I mean, it was what he said.
It was homophobic. Most definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it was racist when he said it, but out of context, it's not racist.
Devin McPhee says, I used to work at a car rental place at the airport. Just driving the 40-second jaunt from the parking lot to the wash bay without the seatbelt on was enough to drive me absolutely fucking insane. Seatbelt alarms voted up. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Dozer Man, Vito is a woman.
Well, that is true.
Tinhorn. Vito thinking that there is a person listening when you call into automated phone trees was hilarious.
Not all of them, but I really do think.
But one.
I think that some of the Indian ones, they just have it so that they know they have these thick Indian accents. So they have.
Yeah.
Again, you've never gotten a call from one of these robots where you go, are you a robot?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a 5-second pause and they go, sir, I'm definitely not a robot.
I can't wait until that's really a robot.
Those are calls, yeah. I don't think it's a robot.
Bernice says, this stream made me see how many idiot Trump simps follow you, Vito. Dick takes no responsibility for who he voted, but grills you for it? Typical hypocrisy of Trump supporters.
Are you reading it in an effeminate tone?
I'm not. This is my voice.
All right.
All, and then he does opposite capital letters and undercase capital letters.
It's not a critique, it's grammar.
Well, but you said it was reasonable, and now he's doing capitalizing it. All anti-vaccine and anti-climate change, and they say stop being a sheep? Stop being a fucking Trump sheep, you idiots. Those people would drink his piss if he asked them to. They don't understand between voting out the lesser evil and being obsessed with Biden. We get it. Biden is an old idiot, but voting him in kept an even dumber idiot out. Simple. Right-wing idiots say they aren't snowflakes, but the minute you try to take away their 7 automatic guns, they cry like a little bitch.
Yeah.
At least Vito actually thinks before he speaks.
Oh, I like this guy. This guy's got a good head on his shoulders, I'd
Furnace.
Say. Thanks for listening to the show, Colin.
Stubbs, Dick should have a sound clip of Vito saying, I fell for it, from the ivermectin. Oh, there you go.
I fell for it. That's true.
Okay.
Real quick before we get into it, I was excited. Someone on the Facebook group brought this up.
Facebook group?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Well, I think it's a pre-existing Facebook group for a similar show.
Hmm.
But they've warmed up to whatever this is.
That's great.
Somebody posted this pamphlet in honor of Black History Month, a list of black inventors and their inventions. Are you excited, Dick?
Yeah. What are they?
Let's take a look. Peanut butter, George Washington Carver. Well, we actually talked about this. He didn't invent peanut butter.
Wait a minute. Did they post this sarcastically?
No, this is real. Curtain rods, 1892. I don't know.
You can't invent a curtain rod, buddy.
What's funny is there's two. Curtain rods was 1892, and then a different black guy invented the curtain rod support in 1896. So we'd be totally fucked.
So the first guy didn't think about
that? No, he didn't have the support ready.
Okay, all right.
That didn't come until 4 years later. Thank God.
Harry's holding it up.
Black guy's here for curtains. Then there's the guitar invented in 1886. Even though, I mean, historically, it's been around since the 1600s in Spain. And the
lute, a liar, the harp, was around. Yeah.
But, you know,
Mesopotamia, let's say.
A black guy invented a type of guitar, which is almost as good.
The black guitar.
The lunch pail. The idea of putting your lunch
in
a pail. This is a great little thing.
What did they use before that? They just held their lunch in their hands?
This guy one day said,
"Wow,
watch me put it in a bucket." And everyone went, I'm so glad we have these African-American inventors to really get things going. The fountain pen, the golf tee, the hairbrush.
The golf tee?
The hairbrush.
Why would he invent a hairbrush?
I don't know.
What was he trying to brush?
How could they invent the ironing board if they didn't invent the iron? The lantern? They're saying the lantern was invented in 1884? Okay, I don't know if this is all a troll or not.
Is that like after Moby Dick?
That was after...
after the whale oil that they were trying to...
the lantern. Anyway, Thank you, black people, for inventing everything.
Thank you.
Thank you for posting that list. As confusing as it is.
Here's something that I don't... that I'm not going to thank black people for. Are you ready for my... first problem?
Yes.
Topical.
Yes.
The Olympics.
Mm.
Oh, man, do I hate the Olympics.
No, what are you talking about? The grand stage, nations.
Do you like the Olympics?
There's some events I'll watch.
I fucking hate. The Olympics is like all of the world getting together and like pinning children's art on the fridge. It's like the world's children's art. Yeah. It's like... a crappy mascot that I don't want to see that was done by the worst.
Yeah.
Crappy events that I don't want to see. People who have nothing better to do with their lives spending thousands of hours getting good at horseshit events that I don't give a shit about being put on TV. It's just like the midwit fucking bonanza. It would be fine if it was just like a thing that was happening downtown, like soapbox races or something. Like, oh, we're doing a flugel.
We're doing it for fun.
We're doing the Red Bull like flugel crank. We're all going to put some skis on and go around. Oh, you race around? Then we're going to shoot.
Yeah.
All right.
Shoot a gun. I don't know. It's a thing we invented last night while we were drunk.
Who wins? We don't really keep score. That's what I would expect.
Yeah.
But this multi-billion-dollar fiasco that we have to sit, that we have to see like 10 seconds of every year.
Yeah.
And then listen to the promo for 6 weeks at a time. Bam, bam, bam. Oh, man. It's enough. We got to bury this thing with the boomers in a big tomb.
It's a big waste of just time and resources. And
yeah,
they build all those Olympic stadiums and
it's sports that don't exist on their own.
Right.
Like nobody likes, these are all the dud sports that all the good, that football, basketball, all the ones that are like money making.
Right.
That can live on their own. This is all the WNBA sports.
Right.
Put together in one shitty package.
Don't you want to know if that guy can throw that stick really far? Isn't that?
I don't even think that's the most throwingest stick guy there is. Like, I bet Tim Tebow could throw a stick further than that guy. He's just never tried.
I don't know that.
I just kind of think it.
You think it?
Yeah.
What about a big heavy ball? Like, could he throw it farther?
Could he spin around and throw it? And you're not even in the right season, bud.
It is true that these sports seem like they were invented one night while drunk. Like, all right, you got to throw this ball, but first you got to spin around like really fast, and we'll see who can throw it the farthest.
Oh, yeah, but these are the ancient Greek games. Well, are there any guys butt-fucking each other competition? Where is that?
Yeah, where's that one?
I would want to watch that. No, that's the AVN Awards. See, that sport could live on its own.
Yeah.
It didn't need this demented,
that's a profitable enterprise.
And then the whole process of the Olympic Committee getting cities to bid my money on how they're going to throw the Olympic guys a big party. Like, I don't want, do you know some of the concessions that the Olympic committee asked for? I wrote some of these down.
Yeah.
Like if you're veto city.
Yeah.
And I'm dick city.
And I have to do a favor to you, the Olympics.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like,
what do I got to do?
You got to really kiss their ass. Here, I'll read you some. Their demands included separate lanes. One of the years, Norway said, "Nah, we're not doing this shit. Fuck you guys."
Yeah.
Because their demands included separate lanes on all the roads where the Olympic Committee members would travel.
What the
That would not be used. So they wanted to build.
They wanted their own road.
Could you imagine having the audacity to ask about
that?
Would
that be for like athletes as well or just the Olympic Committee members? I don't know.
Probably not, because you see what they feed the athletes, right? Like Michelle Obama's school lunch.
I remember when they were in Russia, or maybe it was China, all their beds were made of like cardboard.
Yeah, that was China.
Yeah. Good old China.
In Russia, they had toilets in the same room facing each other.
Russia, they said they had wolves in the Olympic Village just, you know, prowling the halls.
The IOC members should have separate entrances and exits to and from the airport. It's like fucking Metallica.
What the fuck? Who are these guys?
They're the richest people in the world that are just making cities.
They're just doing this for funsies and to just torment people.
Yeah, because they think it's funny. For like... L.A. to spend...
It is pretty funny when you think about
$30
it.
$30 billion. Like you have like 100,000 homeless giving each other hepatitis. Like, well, we're going to build a couple more stadiums.
Our own road and our own airport entrance.
Supervillain shit.
It is supervillain shit.
Hey, can you guys do the Olympics here? Can you put us on the list or something? Well, what do you have for us?
Five child corpses to eat every night.
Yeah. We want to...
White children only.
Sushi please. On the lady, yeah. Except a little boy.
Little boy.
Oh, and we're not even pedophiles.
No.
We don't like it. But you're going to,
we're rich
you're gonna
and
like
we have
it
no
less.
Idea what else. Yeah, we just want to make you uncomfortable.
All furniture should be Olympic shaped and have Olympic appearance.
What the fuck this? So these people are maniacs.
Yeah. Can you imagine that? You going
Olympic
into
Olympic furniture?
You going on a podcast? All right, I want all the furniture to be veto shaped.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the Olympic rings? Like, that's not even comfortable. I don't even... What is...
How do you have a ring couch? How do you have... What
Why
furniture?
Why would you request that? Is it just like... I think they just sit around and they're like, how can we really fuck with these people?
I think if they get too much in bribes, they get caught. So they make them do fucked up stuff so they can just take the bribes and everyone's looking at the fucked up stuff. They're like, they didn't even notice the fucking $20 billion we took.
Who owns... What is the Olympic Committee just a bunch of rich guys?
Yeah, it's a bunch of rich psychos.
From around like the world?
Yeah. Let me see if I got the descendants of thieves and murderers.
Yeah.
Corruption. Obviously, they've accepted bribes and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I don't even. That part isn't as annoying as the rest of it.
Oh, it's all a nightmare.
That part isn't as annoying as how much I hate the games themselves.
Yeah.
Like the Bob's.
Bobsled.
Bobsled.
Yeah.
Skeletons. Whatever you, when they're going down.
Skeletons. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is just the winter games.
Yeah, you're not even talking about the current games, which.
No.
What are, wait, is it summer games or, it's summer games now? No.
It's winter games right now.
It's winter games.
How
it's
are
still
you,
winter.
You're like, how are you such an innocent babe that you.
I don't even know where they're having these.
China. You haven't seen the ski jump in front of a nuclear reactor
I saw
plant?
I saw that picture, but I didn't know where it was from.
China. They put
the ski jump next to a nuclear reactor.
And then
reactor.
They do, like, protests.
I thought China just hosted the Olympics, like, not that long ago.
I don't know. Then they do all the protesting, like, the governments go, oh, we're protesting the ceremonies. Oh, we're protesting the Olympics. Like, what is this? You guys are acting like it's high school. Like this is high.
Yeah.
You're fucking straight up murdering people. Both of you guys are straight up murdering people. What are you talking about? Boycotting a ceremony. This is the, I need that button over here. This is the most thing I've ever heard. You're a bunch of children with this shit.
How much longer?
And then the video games, bro.
Wait, are they doing video games at the Olympics?
They do every fucking. They have to make up. They have to make so much money back.
Oh,
in
you
advertising,
mean they release the shitty
the
Olympic
Sonic
games
Mario
at the
Olympic
games. Yeah,
I haven't played them. My nephew
got the last one.
Imagine how hard it is to make one good game.
Right,
they're cramming six, seven, 20 games in this thing.
Yeah, you got a bobsled
mini games
and ski and snowboard.
It's garbage, and it's got to come out right then. It's just such a waste. It's. Everything that I hate about people is the Olympics.
The only thing I like from the Olympics is seeing all the crumbling architecture from past Olympics.
It's kind of
weirdly like beautiful.
Brazil spent $13 billion, and they're like, where the fuck did you get $13 billion? And now it's all
crumbling, disgusting, and homeless people crawling over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We gotta get rid of them. Let's just go back to having wars. Like, civilized adults... Yeah. Okay.
Maybe it doesn't have to be. Maybe they could split it up more. Maybe instead of like doing it all at once, you know, take some of the fun events and do like a fun Olympics for the like ping pong and
the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's what you're describing.
Well,
call it the
It's just weird that we don't pay attention to any of this stuff because they have like regional competitions, national competitions for all this stuff.
No one cares.
Yeah, nobody cares. And then the Olympics shows up and there's this weird patriotism aspect of it where you're like, well, we got to get more gold medals than China to prove
it. Because it's a standing for the fucking Cold War.
Yeah.
Because it's always this limp dick like, oh, we're boycotting Hitler's Olympics.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll show.
And they make a really big deal out of, see, there's Jesse Owens, you know, he ran really fast in front of Hitler, and you're like, oh, did that stop World War II? And it's like, no, sure. But Hitler.
People think Hitler was upset. Yeah. They think Hitler went home and was like, God damn it.
I can't believe that black guy ran so fast.
I can't fucking believe it.
I think he probably went, well, yeah, he's, you know.
He's like, I don't give a shit about this.
No.
I was there because all of the morons that I'm going to send to the front lines like this dumb crap. That's why I was sitting there.
He was also,
I don't give a fuck.
He was also wicked high the entire time. Have you ever seen the video of Hitler at the Olympics sitting in the stands? He's just tapping his leg. And you're like, oh, man. Apparently that dude was on meth the entire war.
You ever put yourself in Hitler's shoes?
But like, Jesse Owens ran so fast, and it really
blew his pants off.
I guess that's also the annoying thing in the Olympics. All the Olympic stories and movies. And did you ever hear about the time the Miracle on Ice? The Americans beat the Russians at hockey, and you're like,
I don't fucking care. Did you ever see?
Did that also stop a Cold War from happening? Like, what happened exactly?
Did you ever see that Street Fighter tournament when that guy did that 32 block combo as Ken and came back with a fucking Super Hadouken and laid him?
That's real. Yeah.
That's real competition. That's homebred. That's organic.
Yeah, well, that's fun because it's not, you know, beefed up and stupefied. It's like, oh, this is cool. It's like its own community instead of just like a bunch of guys who are probably on drugs.
That's the other thing.
They should let them do more drugs.
I hate that joke too. Veto. It's like this endless fucking repetitive cycle every 2 years. Well, how do you even know? Well, they're all on drugs anyway. And then someone always comes in. You know what? They should let him go. Stop right there. Stop in your fucking tracks. Don't you fucking dare. I've been hearing this joke.
Why not?
I've been hearing this joke since I was fucking 8 years old. It wasn't a joke the first time I heard it either. Okay.
I mean, I think if steroids enhance things, why not? I don't care. Whatever.
They're all doping.
As a fat man, the entire concept of athleticism mystifies me.
Yeah.
Yeah. What athletic feats am I capable of?
They won the best in the world at curling. I mean, no. Seems like they just kind of won the best in the world at, like, having nothing better to do.
Yeah, they're very bored.
Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's just it's fine if the athletes get excited. It's just really weird for everyone to have to
pretend. They're actually baby killers. They're going to a communist country that has concentration camps in order to promote that country as a sovereign nation. So they're worse than Vietnam, in my opinion.
It's also just silly how they pretend the Olympics is like, you know, all the nations getting together to celebrate one humanity, and meanwhile Putin's like, this is a perfect time for me to invade Ukraine. Literally.
Yeah.
He waited for the Olympics to start, and he's like, all right, time to get on in there and start amassing forces at the border. You're like, you motherfucker.
Oh, I hope he wins.
Can we have one? You hope he wins.
I do. Okay, go ahead.
Nightmare. Dick, you ever just enjoying some time in your house alone, sleeping maybe, watching a movie?
Okay.
When all of a sudden a bunch of jackbooted thugs burst in the door, would you react? I think you'd be mighty upset. If you had something to defend yourself with, you might reach for it.
Yeah.
Well, what if those jackbooted thugs are agents of the government?
They're faking.
They're
lying.
Well, that's part of the problem. My problem is, Dick, the no-knock raid.
Oh, man.
No-knock.
It's
a pretty big problem.
It's a big problem.
For people in the audience who maybe for some reason are unfamiliar with this concept, normally when the authorities arrive at your door to serve a warrant, whatever else, they're supposed to announce themselves, make themselves known, knock on the door. You come to the door. They go, we're here to serve a warrant, whatever else. Okay? Yeah. But there was a horrible thing that Richard Nixon invented, which was called the War on Drugs, Dick.
Oh.
And what happened was they really needed to stop these marijuana dealers, these horrible marijuana dealers who would, when they heard the knock, can you believe this, Dick? They would flush the marijuana down the toilet.
They would flush 10,000 pounds of cocaine down
Absolutely,
the toilet.
Instantly. So the government had no choice but to authorize the no-knock raid so we could burst in and
Nixon
get these
did this?
Disgusting potheads.
Ugh.
Before they could flush their stash.
Yeah.
Introduced by President Richard Nixon in the 1970s and gaining momentum in the 1980s under Ronald Reagan.
And it's inexcusable.
It is terrible. Dick, I want to give you a stat here, which is going to blow your mind. By one estimate, there were 1,500 no-knock raids annually in the early 1980s.
Wait, let me write that down. 1,500 in the 80s. Okay.
Now, by 2010, how many no-knock raids do you think occur annually?
15,000.
You're very, very not close.
150,000?
No, that's way over the top. 60 to 70,000 no-knock raids are conducted by police annually.
Wait, that was close.
You said, what, 15?
Well, then 150. That's only double. That's not that far off.
Yeah, you got somewhere.
70,000?
70,000 no-knock raids annually.
Oh, and the majority
of which, Dick, are still looking for marijuana. The
are
majority
you fucking
of
kidding
no-knock
me?
Raids are for marijuana usage. Currently, some states do ban no-knock warrants, but clearly all of them should, because the problem is, Dick, there's castle law. If somebody breaks into your house, you have the right to defend yourself. So a lot of these guys...
I mean, yeah, let's say that's the first problem.
Well, whatever. That's a big part of it, is that a lot of these guys are sleeping in their house. Somebody bursts in, their instinct is, oh, my God. And some of these guys, maybe they have, like, a drug pass or whatever. You know, they don't know if a rival dealer or a thief
someone
or somebody...
Someone breaking into my fucking house.
It doesn't really matter.
I'm either hiding or shooting.
Yeah.
And if they say I'm a cop, I'm thinking, well, yeah, that's what I would say if I was busting into a house trying to rape someone.
Oh, no, that's actually a very common problem, is that a lot of people will burst into a house and go, we're the cops, we're the cops. And all of a sudden, you know, they're either raping your wife or stealing your stash.
And then I would.
Because they ain't the cops.
And if I was already awake, I would think, oh, awesome, I can't wait to tell people that. Like, I thought they were fucking misidentifying themselves.
Now, obviously, there's been some famous no-knock cases. Have you heard the case of Bon Kama Phone Savan?
No, what's that?
Now, look, I don't know about these names, but a police informant bought $50 worth of meth from a guy named Juanis, who did not live at a house belonging to his mother.
Okay.
He did not live there.
Okay.
He was just there selling meth.
Okay.
They got a no-knock warrant after making inaccurate sworn statements to a county magistrate in the middle of the night. They go and do the no-knock raid, throw a flashbang grenade into a room with a 19-month-old child. The grenade exploded inside the infant's playpen, igniting it and the pillow,
causing
blast burn injuries to the face and chest, laceration of the nose, upper lip, and face, 20% of the upper right lip missing, and the external nose being separated from the underlying bone.
Yeah.
So our cops are bursting in and flashbanging toddlers again because of $50 worth of methamphetamine.
Have you ever argued with people about this?
No.
They really believe that, they're like, well, what would you, if you don't do that, the criminals have time to, like, run away. It's like, what?
Yeah, okay.
But
so deal with that.
But you have their house.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Where are they going to run to? The fucking Bahamas?
What it really comes
down to. What if
it's
like a killer? It's like, do you think this is an episode of Dexter? That they're going to go, like, run off and
to their... It's not a killer. That's the thing. It's mostly for fucking drug sales. They're just trying to get drug dealers.
Yeah.
There's really no reason to need to burst in. I don't care if he's going to flush his fucking heroin. Just whatever.
Go in the sewer or whatever. You plunge it back the fuck up. Yeah. You can figure
can't
something out.
Can you turn
out.
The stink? Can you turn the toilets turn the off?
That would be good. Turn the pipes off and then
you
knock
can
on
get
the
a
fucking
warrant
door.
For that.
Yeah. You absolutely could. That's the thing. Not then these cops will oftentimes lie to the judges and say, no, we need to go in there. And then they get the wrong address because our cops are fucking retarded. They're bursting into the wrong houses. Here they killed a 60-year-old couple who, because they got the wrong address and thought there was a drug dealer there. I mean,
why did they kill him though?
They killed him. Well, you know, you got to kill him. Why not? Because these cops go in immediately. They shoot your dog. They love shooting dogs. Is another thing. That's a whole separate problem. But apparently, like all these fucking cases goes, oh yeah, the cops first they shot the dog and then they shot the people.
Man, you know what's crazy? So I think people on the right are starting to figure out that cops aren't their friends. Like I've seen more than one.
A lot of people figured that out after the whole insurrection incident.
I think it's going to go the other way.
What?
Where liberals are going to start saying that cops are their friends. Yeah.
I think
they're hammering their political opponents.
They did start doing that. They did start going, oh, the Capitol Police are the most brave people in the world.
Right.
It's like there are no standards. It's just whatever side you're on.
It was so brave of him to shoot that woman. Like,
Baked Alaska, who famously loves our cops, loves our law enforcement. Now he's switching to the other side. Nobody can make up their mind.
Yeah, I bet his hit single isn't going to go well for him in prison.
He's not rapping that one in the prison yard, I tell you. You what? Again, these guys are cowboys. In 2013, SWAT officers fired 71 shots in the 7 seconds after entering the home.
Wow, is this like some kind of serial killer or Osama bin Laden or somebody?
Well, the family got $3.4 million. Again, I think it was probably just a drug dealer. They burst in. How do you get off 71 shots? You probably got like five cops there.
Wait, do seven seconds?
7 seconds.
Okay.
How many rounds could you get off?
Okay, wait. Look at that clock. Look at that clock.
All right.
As soon as it hits, 10, we're gonna count to ourselves for 7. Okay.
Okay.
We're gonna count our own claps. Ready? Set.
All right, I guess you could.
Yeah,
I guess you could get a good amount of shots in there if you're really.
You need two hands, like Time Crisis.
Look, all I can say is, I mean, I got all these stats here, all these terrible cases, but what it really comes down to is, this is a stupid remnant of the war on drugs, which is a problem unto itself. It should be banned in more states. It is banned in some states, but it's not banned federally. So even in those states, the feds can come in. Burst your door down and shoot you in the face.
It's the judges, too, that are signing it over. Like, I don't care what the law is. The judge is sitting there going, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. The judge watches the news at home, comes into work and goes, oh, you doing one of those no-knock things? You just go in and blast? 100%.
There needs to be some look, I would say maybe if the guy is like a mass murderer, just killed two fucking people, on the streets.
No,
I'm just saying,
never.
In an extremist
case, you can't break it for one. You cannot break. You can never break the law.
Yeah,
that or else it's everything goes. I'm telling you.
I'm just saying. I think even anybody could understand that $50 worth of meth. You know what? It's not worth whatever might happen there. And the cops get shot. If you love cops, they'll burst in and they get shot because the guy doesn't know what's going on. It's unsafe for everybody. It's a bad idea.
It sucks that we can't have booby traps either.
Yeah.
Because that would fix this.
Booby traps should... I wish they would legalize booby traps.
I don't see why... I really, really genuinely don't see why booby traps... It's because of the police, right?
There's various reasons. It depends
on... Yeah, but what reasons would the government care about?
It depends what you're booby trapping and why.
Like a gun right at your door.
And if anyone opens it, they
does a retinal scan, and if it's not in my Arduino that I programmed all the people I know, it shoots them.
Yeah, I feel like you're not going to get away with that one.
It says halt.
Pizza guy gets the wrong door, catches a shield.
I would turn it off before the pizza guy came.
What if it's the middle of the night? You're asleep.
Why is a pizza guy coming in my house in the middle of the night?
Because he got the wrong fucking address.
Dead. Check again. I would say like from the ED Ed 209, the quotes from RoboCop. So you'd have to know the references.
Yeah.
You'd have to know the RoboCop
reference.
Anyone
who doesn't know RoboCop references should die.
Dead anyway.
Well, Dick, that's my problem. The no-knock raid.
I really hate them. I hate the people more. Like, well, What if he gets away with it?
We can't have criminals. Shut the fuck up.
Criminals are everywhere, man. Yeah,
they're everywhere. What are you talking about? Half the time we catch these guys, we put them immediately back on the street. So it doesn't mean it's not doing anything.
We catch like 2% of violent criminals. This is literally the system we have now.
Yeah.
And that's what it's doing. Like, you think 1% makes this way worse? I don't think it does.
No-knock raids are just like a Chuck E. Cheese adventure for fucking cops. It's like, oh, we get to go kill some people and kill a dog. Like, this will be fun.
Yeah.
They're just having fun.
And they should cut down on fun. They should flip a coin for every no-knock raid and say, like, oh, it's tails.
Your wife is the first one in.
Your wife's going in. Yeah. Like, but only the hot ones.
Only the hot ones.
Not the fat, ugly ones.
No.
Like, only the ones that love their wives. Send them in.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
they're going to volunteer.
Just kill them. That's my point.
Send my wife, please.
Okay. Is the YouTube working? It says it's not. I don't know.
It says it's probably not smooth, but.
I don't know.
It might just be, what do you call it?
Oh, it looks like it's fine now. I don't know.
Sometimes it loses quality. It'll be fine.
Okay. My problem is. What did I say I'm ending up going with?
Crack pipes.
Crack pipes? Yeah.
Or crack cocaine. I don't know.
Crack pipes.
Crackety crack, crack and crack.
Crack pipes.
Crack pipes, Dick. That common American problem, the crack pipe.
Do we need more of them?
I don't know.
Do we really need more crack pipes out there? Dick. Can't we do cocaine like grown-ups? And stop freebasing crack cocaine.
Dick, that's a little racist, as we all know.
Why is that racist? What do you mean?
Crack is the chosen, preferred cocaine for the black community.
Well, wouldn't it be shackling them to this more dangerous form?
I don't want to talk about shackling black people at all. Not during Black History Month, so.
Look, they're very dangerous crack pipes.
Mm.
That's the last thing we need more of on the street.
And where are these new crack pipes coming from?
You.
Me.
Yeah.
I'm creating
you, the
them.
Taxpayer.
Did I vote for this? Is that what you're saying?
I might have voted for this. Something you voted for, yeah.
We got to make a t-shirt out of that at some point.
I don't think it actually was about crack pipes. I think that was like right-wing propaganda.
What, Biden's new thing?
Biden's new crack pipes.
Well, I know San Francisco has introduced the drug... like assistance centers.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, I really want to inject heroin. They're like, oh, well, here, this lady will help tie
come into
the rubber
this,
band.
Like, yeah. Booth that right. we have. That you could do it there.
And apparently it's apparently it's terrible in there. They won't even let you take pictures of what's going on in there. Maybe
why
for
would they let you take
anonymity.
Pictures?
I don't know because
but
apparently it's all dirty and fucked up. I mean, you see the crackheads anyway.
Dirty and fucked up is full of crack.
Oh, whatever. These crackheads are. You see.
Maybe I should have put crack cocaine on here.
Yeah,
that's the problem. No, we'll do crack pipes. Because without the crack pipes, you couldn't. What are you going to use tinfoil? Come on.
I suppose. I don't know. So the problem is the pipe.
Yeah.
Are there too many of them?
There's too many of them.
There's too many. You want less crack pipes.
You gotta smash them.
Smash them up.
Crack cocaine smoking is associated with an array of negative health consequences, including cuts and burns from unsafe pipes and infectious diseases such as HIV. Is that can't possibly be true? You get AIDS from a crack pipe? How?
Yeah.
Well, you get AIDS from a crack
someone's
pipe.
Someone's got like an open sore and some of their blood gets on the...
And then you have an open sore?
Yeah, it's possible.
So then you could get AIDS from a
don't
straw.
Don't people who do...
Frappuccino could give you AIDS if that's how we're...
Doesn't everybody with heroin have open sores all over the place? So they're all...
Well, not everyone.
Yeah, but a lot of them.
Crackheads probably do.
They're doing crack and heroin and they're all scratching
maybe
and sniffing.
I should do dirty crack pipes.
Well, I like that you've changed your problem about three times.
I don't know why I had crack pipes on here. I'll be honest with you.
This is almost as good as puppets, I tell you.
Individuals of all ages use crack cocaine. This was some of the statistics I pulled down.
Yeah.
Do you believe that? I'm going to do crack cocaine, actually. Okay. That's my problem.
So crack cocaine's the problem.
Just do cocaine.
Sure.
Crack cocaine's racist.
Right.
Okay.
Just do
more
cocaine.
More dangerous, just do cocaine. Individuals of all ages use crack cocaine. Data reported in the National Household Survey on Drug Abuse indicate that an estimated 6 million U.S. residents aged 12 and older use crack at least once in their lifetime. Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
I've never
Look to your
I've
left.
Not, I've not done crack.
Yeah.
Maybe I should try it.
No, you shouldn't.
Is it a very addictive substance?
Well, I don't know if it's more addictive than just cocaine.
Cocaine, yeah.
But crack, who wants to have done crack cocaine? Burn. Have you ever tried to smoke anything out of a crack pipe?
No, I don't think so.
Have you smoked out of a bong?
Yes.
No problem, right?
Yeah.
Maybe when you're a kid, you have a problem and you cough too much, but then you kind of learn how to figure it out.
You figure it out.
Crack pipe? No. Absolutely.
You never get used to it.
Breathing in a fucking lighter.
Yeah.
There's no reason to put yourself through that. Crack.
Does crack fuck up your lungs, your respiratory?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're breathing it in instead of just snorting it? It's horrible. The survey also revealed that hundreds of thousands of teenagers and young adults use crack cocaine. 150,000 individuals aged 12 to 17. Wow, that's a lot of kids on
that's
crack.
That's all 12-year-olds doing crack?
More than your no-knock raids.
Oh, well.
More. That's double. This is double the problem. Crack cocaine.
Well, I was going to say.
The problem. Crack cocaine. Brought down Lawrence Taylor. How many celebrities have been brought down by crack cocaine? Whitney Houston?
Quite a few.
Bob Saget died from crack cocaine overdose?
Can we stop with the Bob Saget conspiracy?
Crack cocaine use among high school students is a particular problem.
Really?
Always high school students. What about
they're
just regular
so much
guys?
Fun.
Fuck, they don't have anything to do. They have no jobs. Of course they're going to hit up crack cocaine.
Where are they getting the money for this crack cocaine?
I don't know.
You know the worst part about the high school experience is you never have that drug dealer who goes, the first hit's free. I kept waiting for that guy.
He never
came around. Like, where's this first free hit I was told about? He's supposed to be on the playground in a trench coat. I want that first free hit.
Yeah. Never existed.
Drugs. Yeah.
maybe Dare invented him. Nearly 4% of high school seniors in the U.S. use crack cocaine at least once in their lifetime.
Why do you only have high school stats?
I don't know. Here's some terms.
Sounds like your problem is the kids on crack. Let me hear the terms.
Here's some terms that you might just so you're aware.
Yes.
So you can identify any crack cocaine if you have one of these.
Oh, okay.
One of these Biden
some
crack
lingo,
pipes.
If Biden's hooking me up.
Hardball.
Oh.
Hard rock.
Hotcakes.
Hotcakes. If anybody's asking you for hotcakes.
Yeah.
Ice cube.
Wow.
Jelly beans.
I don't. Is this real?
This is a real website.
I've never heard this.
Nuggets. Paste. Peace.
Half this stuff sounds like what a McDonald's order. Hotcakes, nuggets.
Prime time. That's what you call it. Can I get some prime time?
Can I get some prime time?
Product. Raw rocks. Scrabble.
That's just fun.
Sleet.
See, now I want to do crack because it has a fun name like Scrabble.
Bad Rock.
I want to take some Yahtzee into trouble while I'm at it.
Crunch and Munch.
Crunch and Munch.
How about that? Devil Drug. Call it the Devil Drug. Electric Kool-Aid.
My problem is lame names for crack cocaine. Come on, guys. What is this?
Fat Bags.
Fat Bags.
You better watch out for those. French Fries.
It is just a McDonald's order now.
Glow Gravel.
That's fun. I like that.
Grit Hail.
Grit Hail?
Yeah.
That sounds like a Pokemon special move. Wobbuffet uses Grit Hail.
Look, crack cocaine. There's no reason to get people. There's no reason to give people an extra incentive to get on crack cocaine.
Well, it sounds like crack cocaine
free crack pipes.
Is a lame drug for high schoolers.
Mm-hmm.
And powdered cocaine is a sophisticated gentleman's drug.
Yeah, it's for rich people.
Yeah.
You don't need a pipe, Biden-Harris pipe, none of that.
No.
Just get a, you get built-in pipe right there.
Yeah.
That's what
you
I'm
got,
saying.
You got a pipe that goes right down through you.
Yeah.
You need ready
any
to go.
Extra. That's my problem, crack cocaine.
Oh, my problem is that aftertaste, though, from the cocaine. The back of the throat drip.
Oh.
I hate that.
You hate that?
Yeah.
That's the best part. What are you talking about?
When your mouth tastes like pennies?
Yeah.
No.
You can feel it when you shit it out.
Can you?
No.
I've never noticed
that's
cocaine shit.
Okay, what's your problem? What's your last problem?
Well, my problem, I don't know if this is too narrow, but something I deal with. And I want people to think about it. Mm-hmm. It's the sponsored hate.
Oh.
Which is when small creators who are struggling to stay afloat do a sponsorship for their podcast, for their channel, whatever it is. And everybody feels the need to comment with, why did you sell out, you fucking piece of shit? Now, I have a YouTube channel. And I was fortunate enough recently to be contacted by some very nice Russian game developers.
Raid
Shadow Legends.
What is that game?
It's like you put money in to build up your thing
and go fight
other
people.
Every mobile game is kind of exactly the same, is that you get these guys and you spend time leveling them up and they have special abilities and you're trying to make the best team out of the guys, you know?
Okay.
I got a fire guy and I got a grass guy and they have combos and whatever else. Look, I'm not saying it's like the greatest thing that ever existed, but a lot of people actually like it. It's not like a bad game.
It's just
game.
Addictive, right?
Yeah, it's addictive. It's no crack cocaine,
but it's bad.
It is equally bad as Fortnite or Halo or whatever. They're all basically little Skinner boxes that are dressed up.
Yeah.
Okay? But then I do this little ad, which is great. You know, it's like,
what's
oh,
your ad?
I get a little bit of money. I did like a 1 minute. Should I pull it up? Do you
want to
hear?
I don't know. I want you to say it live.
I go, Raid Shadow Legends, the greatest mobile game. What I love about this game is all the champions, collecting them, leveling them up in the tavern.
Do you play that game?
No, of course not.
No, it's like a scam.
It's an ad.
Yeah.
Okay, but when you watch a YouTube video, you watch ads already. It's part of the experience.
You just don't get barely any money for those.
You're like, oh, well, that's just part of the experience.
Yeah.
You know, but at least he makes a dollar. For this, I get $500 to $1,000 to keep a fucking roof over my head. I got $600 from this plug.
Just for one video?
Yes.
Wow.
And I get a guy in the comments who goes, I just pulled my Patreon subscription because you have supported Raid Shadow Legends.
Dude.
And I'm like, bro, I need you to put this in context. Like, first of all, you can just skip it. You can just like jump ahead a minute if it really drives you nuts.
But I need money. Come on.
I need money. But not just, let me not just make it about me. Because I see people comment this anytime I watch a video. Someone's like, oh, here's Skillshare, here's Manscaped, here's whatever. People feel the need to comment with, oh, what a stupid fucking ad, fuck you, blah, blah, blah. But again, you watch network television and they give you like 2 minutes straight of ads. You go see a movie, you got to watch a bunch of movie previews, okay? Yeah. And you just go, well, yeah, that's just part of the experience. But for some reason,
Those people go home and scream at their girlfriends or their friends or anyone around them about it.
Yeah.
I used to know one of those people. And that's all they would talk about.
It's how much
they hate ads and it's corrupting their movie and whatever.
I want to, bro, if you love the free market, as so many people claim, they go, well, the free market and, you know, the ability to be an entrepreneur and start your own small business or whatever else. And then you go, oh, cool. Well, to support myself, I put a little ad on this thing. What the fuck? How dare you, grifter, you loser. I'm pulling all my support. I'm unsubscribing.
They don't even want you to advertise your own stuff.
Right.
Like if you just said,
even self-promotion,
check out patreon.com/biggestproblem for money.
You're shilling. Why are you always
fucking bullshit? Yeah.
Guys, you really gotta put this in perspective. If you like independent content, like you have to let those people make some money.
Yeah.
Like if you really like a podcast or a YouTuber or whatever the hell it is.
Raid, I mean, come on.
How is it any worse than any other fucking if you as the consumer know that you don't like fucking Raid, just skip the fucking ad.
This is what you're getting paid for.
How is it any worse?
Dealing with those people is what, because they enjoy that.
Yeah.
They like calling things out. Like, that's their main enjoyment.
It is. They're like, oh, I'm going to be the one guy who points out that Raid is a shitty game. We know it's kind of not the greatest fucking... Again, I don't even think it's that shitty. I've heard a bunch of people who say they play it.
Here we go.
No, because I thought it was I thought it was like a piece of shit, but then I heard like some guys who I like who are like, no, I actually like that game.
The money's corrupting you. No, you're turning into a shill in real time.
The only reason I think it's okay is because some guys that I kind of like were like, no, I'll play that thing for like a couple minutes or an hour or whatever. And I'm like, okay, so maybe it's not that shitty or whatever.
again, I'm not, but if I was if I was doing sponsored ads for, like, I don't know, a laser that kills children, like, I would understand having a moral objection to it.
What about, like,
a vaccine?
No. Something else that kills something shots. Jello shots. Jello, you're doing shots. Jello shots for kids.
Jelly, all right, whatever.
You're doing an ad for Jello shots. Get your kid Jello shots.
You know, what it really comes down to is, yes, it is this hatred. People claim that they want to support small creators, but you're right. Even self-promotion, if a guy goes, hey, I've been working on a thing. I thought you guys, oh, why are you always shilling your shit? And why are you always trying to sell your merch and whatever? It's like, okay, I'm just trying to make a couple bucks so I can keep making the thing that you claim to love.
They're fucking nightmares, dude. These people are fucking nightmares.
I just don't get it. Like, whenever
and they will orbit you forever talking about how they're no longer a Patreon, a supporter because
they'll bring
of
it
what?
Up for months. Like, you betrayed me and you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, the number
like,
of people
right, dude,
that
just move on and find somebody you like
them. Or the even more twisted person that will drop their level to the bare minimum just so they can be around in the other people and constantly shit. It's like, what are you doing, man? What are you doing?
I would really like people to reframe the way they look at these sponsored ads. Mm-hmm. Is if you're watching like a YouTube video and a guy goes, real quick, I want to talk about my sponsor, Skillshare.
Yeah.
Your reaction should go, hey, it's great that this guy's getting sponsored.
Or just nothing.
Either nothing. I would say, though, honestly, my reaction is, oh, that's great that he can get a sponsor. Like, good.
You're
good
happy every time you see a Raid Shadow.
I can skip ahead. Yeah,
so you're not happy.
I personally, if I see a Raid Shadow Legends thing, I'm happy that guy's getting paid.
Okay.
Because that means that the content I like, he can keep making it. Like,
oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not like, oh, I can't wait to sit through this Raid ad. I'm like, I'm so glad that this guy is able to make those connections and get people to fund his content.
Yeah.
Because then he makes more of it. And I like the content that is being made.
I don't get it. They want you to, like, be poor like them. They want you to always be like
them. Get a real job. And you're like, okay,
but nobody with a real job says that.
Right.
Nobody who has a job wants other people to have a job. They're like, yeah, man, fucking do pajamas in your home. Do this shit. It's great.
I don't know how to communicate to the guys who post that where I'm like, okay, but if I get a real job, that means I'm going to post less things.
They're psychotic.
And you claim to like the things, so I don't understand why you want less of them.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. It's this weird parasocial relationship people have with money where, like, you're supposed to feel bad for earning money or, like, being public about how you earn money.
Yeah.
People are so weird about just money.
Have you ever met women who like, go out of their way to talk about how they don't, like, money, a guy having money is a big problem for them, and they'll talk about it all the time, how it's not important, but it so obviously is.
Yeah.
Like, they will, or they'll date a rich guy, and they're like, and it's weird for me, because I I don't go after guys with money, and he's got a lot of money, and I'm like, this is, like, I really hate you. Like, everything that you're saying right now just makes me really sick to my stomach about what a massive attention whore you're being right now.
Our entire psychological relationship with money is super broken in this country.
Yeah.
A lot of it dates back to this. I think a lot of it dates back to
Biden.
Yeah, it's Biden's fault. I voted for it. No, I think it's this religious work ethic is that it used to be, you know, hey, if you don't put in, you know, 50 hours in the field, all your children are going to starve and Jesus is going to hate you. Mm. But it's so, like, people see a sponsored ad and they're like, oh, well, he's not working hard for that money. You know, he's not putting in enough work to make it or whatever. And, you know, he should be out plowing a field or some shit. And you're like, I don't know, man. Like,
but people like lottery winners.
Yeah, and also
they think they are them.
The work is going into the podcasts and the videos and whatever you do. That's where the work's coming from. And then the sponsorship, I don't know. It's all complicated.
It's very annoying.
It's complicated, but just like
they feel like feel like you're getting away from them.
Yeah.
People who like a band and then the band gets big and those original fans are like burned by it kind of.
Yeah.
Like there's that bit of resentment there. That's what's your experience.
Or like a lack of authenticity where they're like, oh, well, now you've exposed the fact that this is for money.
Yeah.
Like before we could pretend that it wasn't because there was
ads. We were buds before.
Yeah, but there's always been ads on the video.
Yeah.
Like capitalism.
I just don't get any of them.
We live in a capitalist society where, like, yes, it would be great if you didn't need to make money to survive, but you do. So just get over it and stop being mad about it.
Abandonment. That's what it is. That's what I was trying to say. Okay, that's your problem?
That's my problem. And again, I'm not trying to sound like, you know, woe is me. I'm trying to do my fucking mobile ads and people are giving me shit. I just think for like all creators in general, I'm very excited to support creators. And I'm very excited when they have ads on their shit that they are getting like paid good amounts of money for.
Okay, well, you can support this show at patreon.com/biggestproblem.
Yeah.
Right?
Or you can leave a comment about how we're sellouts for plugging it.
Leave that on the Patreon, though.
Yeah.
Do it on the Patreon. Pay to make it. I don't read the free ones.
Pieces of shit.
The Olympics, crack cocaine, sponsored hate, and no-knock raids. No-knock raids better win, or else.
I mean, it's a pretty good problem.
Or else these people are idiots. Okay, biggestproblem.show to vote for your problems. Let's do some voicemail.
And I will mention, we're going to be doing a bonus episode after today's show, so you'll be able to get that.
With your problems from the Discord.
Your problems that you have submitted as patrons, and you'll be able to listen to that again at patreon.com/biggestproblem.
Okay.
What a disgusting shill I am for putting out our URL. It's just absurd.
I don't feel bad even a little bit.
No, and I don't want to feel bad about it. It's just so weird to get a comment, how dare you? And I'm like, well, your $2 a month is worth less to me than the $600 the Russians want to put in my hand right now. I'm sorry. It's,
when people say, like, I pulled my thing, I'm like, that is, come on.
Yeah, what did you expect me to do? Like, cry into my fucking
what
cups?
You're doing,
like,
is violence. Yeah. What you're perpetrating right now is a violent
you're
act
an emotional
towards
terrorist.
Me.
How dare you?
Okay, and I'm calling the police.
And they will not knock on your house when they come.
Hey, Dick. Hey, Vito. Mr. Ed. Now, normally, Vito is by far the biggest retard in the universe. But,
yes.
Dick, I got to side with Vito on this one. White people actually did steal rock and roll from black people.
Okay. Boom.
It's called payola. It was a practice that was done with DJs back in the day in the 50s, 60s, you know, during the time when rock and roll was just getting started.
That's right.
Dick Clark.
Oh, they stole the money.
Where they would take
I mean, that's the core of everything.
To promote certain artists that were all white and not play black artists. So, so that one's actually true. Good job, Vito.
Thank you.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you.
Then it's
underground railroads that were real.
Then that means black people.
The underground railroad thing was a clear joke. We know this was a joke.
Yeah. Go fuck yourselves.
Obviously, whatever.
So they paid radio stations to play the artists they want them to pay.
No, to play. Yeah. They
you know what happens when they stop doing that? They still played the hits. Like, that eventually, they stopped doing
right,
payola.
Well, that was just common racism holding back the black man.
And then they just were racist for free after that.
Somebody told me Elvis admitted to stealing rock and roll from black people.
Like, Elvis knows? What the fuck? He can't even play a fucking guitar, and he knows where rock and roll was invented? The inventor of rock and roll was the guy who invented amplified sound, amplified instruments.
Yeah, a black man in 1888.
George Washington Carver.
George Washington Carver
invented peanut
guitar.
Butter amplified sounds.
Vito, you fucking idiot.
Shut up.
The entire job of the press secretary is to be the literal fucking mouthpiece for the president.
What do you think about that?
A message from the press secretary is as good as a message directly from the lips of that
senile, I disagree.
Old, kitty-diddling fuck.
I disagree.
You voted
wow.
For.
You don't think that?
I think the press secretary can represent a certain the spirit of maybe what the president feels. But you can't claim it's a direct quote from Biden.
Okay.
It is a quote from the press secretary.
Okay.
Hey, Vito's actually right for once.
Thank you.
Cigarettes are too cool. And do you know who banned the coolest cigarette? Menthol.
Shut the
cigarette.
Fuck up.
That's right. It was Joe Biden. Fuck you, Vito. You voted for this.
You voted for canceling menthols.
We're trying to help the black community here.
With crack pipes?
I don't fucking know. That is a good point.
Hey, black
we
people,
took away menthol cigarettes, but we're
no
giving them crack
pipes. No more menthols for you.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But free crack
for your
pipes.
Yeah. Here's a crack pipe.
That's a pretty good point. You should tweet that one.
No, I want to keep my Twitter accounts.
Nah.
Not like you. Let's see. Here we go. Seatbelt thing. Too many men. See what
hey,
this one
my biggest problem this week is too many men, not enough women I think there should be more women. Because right now, proportion-wise, women feel important, and they shouldn't. They shouldn't. They should go back to how they were, like, after the last couple of World Wars, where there weren't that many good guys, and they had to
fight
try
over
to
us.
Get with someone. And a lot of times, they ended up being prostitutes or sluts, you know?
And that's is that great. How it went? Is that's that what
this Elliot Roger women. Calling us from
I think
hell?
There are too many guys, not enough, too many women.
Wait, is that what happened?
No.
After World War II, was there such a, because so many died in the war that they had to fight over them?
That's my problem.
No. It's a baby boom. There was plenty of both.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, maybe there was like a brief period of time.
How many guys got killed?
I don't know.
Not that many.
Americans, maybe not, but other countries.
Soviets?
Soviets, maybe there was a glut.
Yeah.
Or a lack.
So that guy will know when there's not too many men when he gets laid. Then you've got just the right mixture.
Well, if Biden goes to war with the Ukraine, you'll be very happy.
I'm not even going to get my hopes up.
Yeah, you want it to happen?
Nuclear war?
Yeah.
Yo, yeah.
I don't know if nuclear will be what emerges from that.
What if bigger than? Whatever's bigger than that. Invent a new bomb that goes back in time.
I think the Russians would fucking put a poison bomb in the middle of New York based on all their previous shit.
Oh, that'd be great.
They're psychopaths. Gotta leave LA.
Russians are psychopaths?
Yes, the Russians are psychopaths.
Wait a minute. You think this is Russia's fault?
Yes.
Next week.
I almost brought in some Russian problems, but this is an emerging story.
Last one.
Sup, Dick and Vito. This is Rex Sexton. My biggest problem is when girlfriends go on vacation.
Mm.
And every time they leave, they bring half of their house over to my apartment to take care of. Like, here's my fucking house plants. Here's my fucking dog. Here's my fucking sourdough starter. It's worse than trying to adjust a row of aloe vera or whatever the fuck into that last ray of light while cleaning up dog
sourdough.
Spores flying around my kitchen while at the same time.
You gotta keep it going. You gotta feed it.
My girlfriend is getting split in half by some muscle dummy in Cancun.
That's tough.
Have it so nice, browsing tropical resorts getaways, white sand beaches, palm trees. Coconut margaritas and plenty of cock. Nothing like having your girlfriend come back to you off yellow semen still pouring out of her pussy while you have nothing in life left to look forward to.
This guy wrote
to
us a little poem.
For work in a few
he
weeks.
Always does.
Like, can't wait to have a 1 in a million chance of hooking up with some fat chick in Omaha. You know, the only comfort following a guarantee of my girlfriend getting bukkake gangbanged while she's on vacation is the fact that once she returns, everything she left is going to be dead. Maybe, including myself.
Well, that's too bad.
Hopefully you took care of her kombucha jar as well. You gotta keep that going.
Come in everything.
Yeah.
Come on the plants, come in the dog, come in the sourdough.
You ever make sourdough?
No.
Me neither.
Do you have to, like, keep it...
So sourdough, like a sourdough starter is like a... It's a bacteria. So you have to, like, keep the bacteria alive.
How do you keep bacteria alive?
I think you feed it yeast.
Just like dump. There you go.
I don't know. I think like yeast and hot water, you just add a little bit every now and then.
Okay. You want to read Super Chats?
Some people have like their grandmothers have been, you know, keeping their sourdough starter going for decades.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like one of these things where you can live, you know.
There's breweries in Germany that have like the yeast, original yeast
like
stick.
Hundreds of years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. They made bread out of yeast they found in like a. Like an Egyptian.
Don't say Gwyneth Paltrow's pussy.
It was Gwyneth Paltrow's pussy. No, it was like Egyptian tombs and stuff. They crack them open.
That's better.
Let's make some weird bread from this.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah.
How was it?
Apparently, it was okay.
It's okay.
Might have been a little flat. Egyptian-y. I don't know. Egyptian-y. We got some super chats here. Is that? I think we had one further up. No.
Nope.
I think it might sometimes.
It's gone then.
Yes. Well, sorry about that. Eric Gare for five says the problem is that there's YouTube ads, then they plug their Patreon, then they flog merch, then there's a raid sponsorship, et cetera. Pick one or get hate. Okay. I will accept that you can go overboard with promotion. Some guys have like a 50-page thing at the end of a video.
Yeah.
I usually pick one thing and I go, this is what I'm promoting this week. Mm-hmm. Have fun with it. Sure. Brendan Ramsey for five says Winter Olympics is based. Also, Summer Olympics has volleyball. Easily the most attractive girls in each country.
You can just look at porn or go on Instagram.
Yeah.
Stock. Like,
there's
I don't
a lot of things whenever somebody goes, like, yeah, but there's hot chicks. There you go. Then we have porn now.
You never have to say that
you
ever
just
again.
Put, like hot chicks, like but like it's you're making it weird.
Yeah.
By needing to look at that sporting event and want to fuck the girls there, like saying that's a positive. I don't want that.
Yeah.
I want to look at girls who are trying to be hot. Like I don't want to look at a bunch of athletes. Well, anyway.
That $20 keto cereal, says Pink Sock, for $2, is a worse ad than Raid. Yeah, have you seen those ads?
No.
There's like this cereal, it's like supposed to be healthy or something.
A keto
again,
cereal?
Yeah, but again, like just focus on what the ad, just ignore it. Ignore it.
Yeah.
If it's not free, there's probably somebody out there who wants keto cereal. It's
Can
for
you
that
imagine
guy.
How pissed off the first people were at the very first ad? On like late night or whatever, the Timex ad. There's just a watch. Yeah. That's like sponsored
what the fuck
by
is
like
this?
What the fuck? All over the U.S. Some
no,
guys were going like,
it.
"Honey, what the fuck is?" There's no way everybody accepted it.
The Colgate Comedy Hour. All the shows were named after a fucking product.
Or like when church did it for the first. When the first preacher is like, you know, what if I ask for a little bit of money?
You accept
like,
that
what the
major
fuck?
Sporting games occur in the fucking Staples Center or the fucking Tostitos Fiesta Bowl or whatever.
Yeah.
You never question that shit.
Yeah,
just fucking
cool,
roll
though.
With it.
All right.
I want to win the Fiesta Bowl. Username for five says, is Hunter Biden eligible for the free government pipe?
I don't know. I think they canceled it.
I would hope so.
Because of all the right-wing outrage.
Yeah.
Which sucks because it was a lot of like soap and stuff.
No, it was like there was actually helpful stuff in there.
It was just a little bit of crack pipes.
Yeah. Joe LaQuinto for two says Raid made by Plarium based in Israel. So it's an Israeli game.
Oh, what's it about?
It's about
raiding Palestine.
Yeah. There's a holy land.
Collecting their kids.
You have to establish missile silos to protect your kingdom.
You got to trick Uncle Sam into paying for your stuff.
For your Iron Dome.
You have to pick which marketing angle you invest more money in, which celebrities you're courting to plug your cause.
You got to fake bomb an orphanage, so you go, well, look at what they did. I mean, what can we do?
Yeah.
We have to retaliate.
Like Sim City, but Sim Israel.
They should make
Sim
that.
Sim Palestine. We'll call it Sim Palestine.
Palestine.
People would flip if you call it Sim Israel.
Or Beta Patch for $4.99 says people aren't mad at most ads or sponsorships. They hate when people shill predatory mobile games and bad services like Candid and BetterHelp. I play all these mobile games. They all seem.
I think what
you're, is predatory? You know, you have to define that better.
Okay, I would like to everyone go buy cigarettes. They're awesome. They're fun to smoke. Camel Lights or Lucky Strikes. They will give you cancer.
But
smoke
make
a
you
whole
cool
pack every
and
day.
Attractive.
They're cool and it's worth it.
Yeah.
Like I see that when people say that and I believe that they think that, but then I think like, well, I mean,
when you see an ad for McDonald's, like, is that not equally bad as a game that is theoretically free? Like you don't actually have to spend money on the game.
Yeah.
Unless some people
it's
really
predatory.
Like it and you drop some money on
I have
it.
A hard time accepting altruism is the basis of anything. Especially complaining like an asshole.
It's a product.
Like, I'm being a prick because I care so much about people. Like, oh, yeah, me too.
I think you can only be upset with a product if the product is lying about what it contains. Like, if Raid says, like, oh, I'm going to make you beautiful and attractive and handsome and, you know, you're never going to have to spend a dollar on this. I don't know. But if it's not lying to you,
it's
like,
alcohol ads
the
are.
Product. Yeah.
Pulling up in this sick-ass car.
Yeah,
two guys
man.
In his suits. Oh, yeah, cool. Some hot chick.
You have some responsibility as the consumer as well.
Okay, is that it?
I think so. Isn't there a way to bring up the other super chats? We'll have to look for that next time.
Oh, no, there's more.
Oh, okay.
People aren't mad. Yeah, right there, to be fair.
TBF says for $5, Vito voted for crack pipes and the worst inflation since the 1980s. Here's the $30 trillion more on the national debt.
Yeah, sure.
I love inflation. It's very fun. Pink Sock for five says, doing things for money and not because you enjoy the work is selling out. Yeah, but I don't think it is just doing it for the money. I don't.
You know,
it's to keep the work going. It's to keep the creativity, you know, alive. Because otherwise I would just have to work on something else to make money.
I think the term selling out is something that stupid people have.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a stupid language word.
Right.
And they trick you into, like, explaining in their stupid terms how you're not selling out or selling out. But it's just, like, them going, like, shenanigans. Like, well, what do you mean? Like, I'm doing an ad.
Yeah.
What do you think this is that I'm doing here?
It's very common. I mean, if it's completely at odds with who you are, like, I think about that time that Johnny Rotten made an advertisement for, like, butter. And you're like, all right, well, I guess it's, like, kind of at odds with the whole punk rock
why
fucking image. maybe it is punk rock. And go, fuck it, the butter company is going to give me free money. Like,
this is the most.
Yeah.
Those, like, Death Clocks, coffee, their first episode is the coffee jingle.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's complicated, but
people have ways of manipulating you.
Yeah.
To make you fail.
But I think me, as a guy who talks about comic books and video games, whatever else, it's not like it's out of my character to shell for a video game.
But it's one that you don't play or like.
I haven't actually played it.
That's even worse.
Yeah, but it's a sponsored fucking thing. I mean,
like, you might as well be selling, like, douchebags.
No, because that's not
Raid
on brand.
The Shadow Douche.
I don't know,
not
man.
Cleaner for your vagina.
All I know is Raid Shadow Legends has the champions and abilities that I love. And if you install now.
Are you getting paid for this?
You're going to get 500 gold and a free epic champion. I'm trying to remember the script. I don't know.
Okay, last one.
Face off against Raid Boss the Hydra for epic loot. Mike Hunt for two says Maddox would never sell out with ads.
Yeah.
Eric Gare for two says solution. Timestamps to skip your ads easier. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, biggestproblem.show.
Patreon.com/biggestproblem to check out the new bonus episode.
Yep.
Which we will be recording right now. Thanks to everyone for your support.
Thanks, bye.